Welcome to the August 4th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by guest speaker Katie Wells, and her presentation is titled Embodying the Spirit. The podcast begins with an introduction of the speaker and ends with a benediction, both by Worship Associate Victoria Taylor. For this presentation, the chairs in the sanctuary were moved to surround a large, open, semicircular area in the center.
And now it is really with great honor and pleasure that I introduce you all to Katie Wells. Katie is a master's in fine art and dance and an instructor at Radford University. She also has her own company called Interweave Conscious Dance, and she does many, many events. In fact, once you meet her, you might realize, oh, I met you at Floyd Fest. I saw you at Yogaville. She gets around and does really, really deep, touching work. She has a mailing list in the back if you'd like to get on her mailing list. She has a retreat coming up in November, classes at Imbalance Studio, and many, many other events. Without further ado, I'm going to turn you over to Miss Katie Wells.
Hello. I'm very honored to be here. Thank you, Victoria, for inviting me. Thank you for my sister friends who came all the way out here from Floyd, powerful women. It means so much. So, my hope is that we will have a spiritual, embodied experience together. I hope the walls within you are not already closing. So, as this progresses, we'll be coming into the center and we'll be in the space here. If at any point you need to sit, please sit. But stay connected with us. We need you. Okay. There'll be a little bit of touching. Just maybe the back of the heart. I'm going to try not to say too much and just jump into the practice so that our thoughts can begin to soften and we can begin to feel our bodies a little bit more and the sensations that are there. Western culture has really, really hurt us with the disconnection from the body, it being dirty, or our mind being more powerful, or, you know, just everybody in their own houses on their devices and all that. I can understand, like, why do we want to be in our bodies? There's pain, emotional and physical. It feels uncomfortable a lot of times. But to me, that's part of the spiritual work, that our bodies are spirit. And there's such information here that goes far beyond the intellect and this small thing. I mean, there's realms and realms, and the body is a big player of this in our, we are spirits embodied on this planet. So, I pray God, Goddess, co-creates through me, and we can have moments of feeling some softening, some tenderness, some connection. Okay? All right. So let's begin by closing the eyes. And as you close your eyes, we'll guide our awareness into the space of the head, right in that whole brain space. And now let's drop it down. We'll trace down the central channel, beginning with the awareness now going through the center of the throat. And through the center of the chest. Down through the belly, softening the belly. Into the pelvic region, the womb space. Pelvic floor, and now your awareness is where your body meets the chair, where you're being held with the support of the earth. Let your awareness be in that sustained quality of the weight pouring into the chair. Allow yourself to feel supported, and that you're rooted in your body, rooted onto this planet. Opening the soles of the feet. Perhaps you feel the back of the chair. So every place that your body is being held by the earth, bring your awareness there and release a little bit into that. And now I invite you to place your palms over your center of your chest. And take a few breaths, bringing your mind to this area of your body. This is the area that is, a lot of feelings happen here. And the state of love, of compassion. Not only for others, but for yourself on this fairly arduous path of being a human. Perhaps you'll notice the heart beating. And you're welcome to keep your palms there. You have choice. I want you to be comfortable. Visualizing right in the center of your chest. Try to find that very center. You can explore around with your mind's eye the very center of the chest. And nourish this area here, just being with it. Visualizing a pearl of light, if this helps. And as we breathe in, we'll expand in the chest, and the pearl of light can expand and fill up your chest with a little warm glow as you inhale. And as you exhale, it comes back to the very center of the chest with that pearl of light. And continue inhaling. Warm glow in your chest. Absorb that and exhale. You come back to the center of your chest. Once more, inhale. And just easily exhale, coming back to that center point in the chest. This time as we inhale, bring that loving light to encircle your whole body. And exhale, coming back to the center of the chest. Again, inhale, and it expands out through your chest and your arms, down your pelvis and legs. And exhale to the center of the chest. One more of these. Inhale, the full body. And exhale, coming to the center of the chest. This time we'll inhale, let that expand through your body, but we're going to embrace the whole space, all the people in this room. And exhale, center of the chest. Again, inhale, heart, body, community. And exhale. Again, as we inhale, embracing the sorrows, the joys of all of us here in the room. Exhale, center of the chest. This time we'll take it a little bigger. We're going to go from our bodies out to the center of the room, out to all of Blacksburg. Exhale, center of the chest. This time to all the people who are suffering and grieving. Inhale, embrace them with the light, and exhale, bringing it to the center of your chest. Once more of these, all those are suffering, and exhale to the tenderness in the center of our chest. And the very last one we'll do is the entire earth, but it begins from our heart. It goes from the heart, through the body, through this room, all the way, encircles, shining on the earth for peace. Here we go. Let's take an inhale, loving light radiating through your chest, through this room, and out over the earth. And exhale to the center of your chest. Allow ourselves to just sway a little bit, just simply sway. Sending tenderness to our own heart. As you sway, you can feel like you're rocking your own heart like a little baby. Attempt to receive the nourishment of this and to receive some of your own care. keeping your awareness in your heart, slowly begin to open the eyes. Keeping the awareness in the heart. And we'll now just enjoy the breath, inhaling as we lift the arms up and exhale down, and let them fall. Inhale up, exhale down. As we breathe in, feel that the breath breathes the arms up. Exhale down. Last one. Inhale. Exhale down. Placing the palms on the thighs. And dip the head forward. Drop the head. We can bow it towards our bodies and towards the earth. Stretching the spine. Inhale now up. We'll lift the heart, open the throat, and face to the heavens. And exhale down. Inhale, reaching our hearts towards the heavens. Again, exhale. Inhale. Let our arms come up now. And sway. Close your eyes again and feel the sway. Feel your roots. I'm getting the image of these blades of grass, or wheat in a field. I can feel my weight transfer from one side of the pelvis to the other, and my arms are airy. And now we'll open the eyes as we're doing this. And as you stay aware of your own blade of grass, we can really feel the whole room together. And just know, even this can be hard for some of our boundaries. So I'm with you. Baby steps. Good. And reaching up and exhale, letting the arms come down. Feel your soles of your feet. We're going to push into them and come to standing. And again, if you feel comfortable placing your hands on your chest. So, this next part, simply, we'll come into a circle and we will be putting our hands on the back of someone's heart. Okay, so please, please feel your weight shift and come into a walk. You can feel your feet connected with the floor and with the ground. And we can come into a big circle. Yes. Good. And then if maybe 10 or so folks would come into a center circle, just so we have enough room for everybody. Let me put this here.
warm up the hands. It's been said that the heart is very connected to the hands, right? You get the giving, the receiving. Okay. In the work that I do with chakras, one of my favorite things that feels very potent in my discovery is that when the heart is out of balance, either excessive, where it's just giving, or if it's deficient, both have this in common, the inability to receive. Because the blasting out all the time, it's like an arrow pointed outwards, and it doesn't allow the own self-care or really to absorb others' care. And then if we're blocked and guarded, it's not letting things in either. Okay. And I think this is a little key into our culture that, wow, maybe that's why we're taking so much, because we're not able just to be like with some of the simple beauties and let them land. All right. This is my favorite part. What we're going to do is we'll place the left palm on our own heart. Okay. And then the right palm right in the middle of the shoulder blades. And we might have to all scoot inwards even closer. Yes. What if any of you want to come in, you just come in. And if any of you want to stay out, if you want to do this with your own, loved ones there, you're welcome to. Okay. All right. So we practice this inhale and exhale. And we're going to now inhale into our chest, our own chest. And then we'll exhale down, sending love through our palms into the back of the heart space of our partner in front of us. Okay, let's all get on the same rhythm. Here we go. We'll inhale into our heart, nourishing our own heart, and exhale, send love through your palms. Again, inhale. And exhale, sending love through the palm into the partner's heart. Something new today. We're going to try a word with this. So after we inhale, we're going to all just for the whole exhale say the word love. Okay? Yeah. All together. Inhale. The word light. One of those words that resonated with you more than the others, we'll do this one last time with our own heart, and we'll all say either love, light, or peace. Okay, we'll send that into our own being. Ready? Inhale. Walk through. just weaving through, you can have your own pathway. Just weaving through the space. Feel your feet. Bring your awareness into the feet, the groundedness. I'm getting this image of these lanterns, these of the heart, just weaving through the space. People, and may your eyes be rooted in the heart. And as we see each other, we don't have to be anything, happy, sad, Katie Wells, you know, whoever. We're just seeing each other. Just here. Just for fun, we're gonna walk backwards. Okay, so, but you can look, you know, protect, let's protect each other. You look backwards. Yes. Good. Good. Go forwards again. We're going to quicken it a little bit. Quicken it. If you feel a little bit antsy about so many folks in the space, look for the spaciousness in between the bodies and slip through. Begin to be inventive with your pathway a little bit. It may do loops, it may do zigzags and swirls. Good. Okay. And we're going to find a stillness here. Claim your space here. If we can, find our, what's called our kinesphere, it's really our bubble around us. We may need to find more room, but I'd love for everybody to have their own space. Good. We'll try this first with our eyes closed. Okay. I hope you know now that it has nothing to do with what we look like. That's just, it's not an egoic thing right now. We're just practicing what does it feel like to be in my body and really feel the sensations of the body moving. Okay? What helps me is the breath right here. We can close our eyes and we will, can breathe in the divine. Exhale, and you let the breath lead you. And when those limiting judgments come up, see if you can just say, you know, I'm not gonna, I don't need you right now. Thank you very much. I'm just let my spirit move. Mind can go to your breath. Your mind can, you can start to enjoy the sensations of maybe the shoulders or some place in your body that's getting some motion and vitality in it. So go to the feel good right now. Now to reach as far into your kinesphere as you can. So you are owning your space. If this feels too much for you, you can always sway. Always bring your hands to your heart. Sensations are coming. So if you can be with them, breathe with them. All right. Good going, everyone. So, as you're moving, I'm going to ask you to find one movement that feels good to you. It may be a sway, a reach, a drop, a twist, a shake. Find one movement. Commit to that move. Find a way now how it can move through the space, so how you can walk it. Mm-hmm. If whoever really has it in them, see if you can take this for the good of the whole group right now. See if you can just take it a little further, a little bit. A really small or really big. Just commit to it. Yes. Yes. Good. Okay. So here is our movement game that we're going to do right now. This is our last part before we'll sing a song together. Let's just say there's 50 or 60 people here. That means there's six. Each person has one movement. You can either do your movement or somebody else's. Okay? But we're not just doing any. So it's this group mind, right? I might see Bill and get inspired by his bouncy rock here, you know? Yeah. Okay? Or Rochelle, I'll do this. And then I might just go back to my own thing. Okay? For everyone's sake, do your movement right now. It's clear. And as boldly true as you can. Yes? Woo! Okay. Good. And now you can either do your move or someone else's. Up a tiny teeny bit. If your nervous system is activated right now,
Please just breathe and feel your feet and tell your ego, I'm only just moving. This is okay. I'm okay. Okay? All right. We're going to take this through the room, everybody. Let's go for it. Through the room, doing your own movement or somebody else's. Okay with myself. Yes. Yes? Good. Did everybody have at least one dance with one person? Yes? Okay, good. Let's bring our hands up. And then we're going to go, huh. I got to always get it just to a little bit of a level. So we're going to do this. Okay, so what we do is we bring, it's like the light of the heavens through our bodies, through our bones even, and boom, into the earth. So we're these conduits. There's not even really a hierarchy. It's just transferring information. Here we go. Inhale. Ha! 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 Last one. Ha! Okay. We will end this portion with a song. And we need the two circles again. An inner one and an outer. And we need to get so close. Okay. So the song is, I am opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the one. Okay, I'll start a little higher, have a deep voice. Can I get in here with that? The only movement is that we've gotten so tied in that our shoulders are right next to each other. We feel the structural support of the other person. So keep going. Keep going. Do. Yes, yes. So you feel that? And all we're going to do is sway, okay? So, I am opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the One. I am opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the One. I am opening, I am opening, I am opening, I am opening. This time we'll say we and let's have our hands come up.
We are opening up to sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the One. We are opening up to sweet surrender to the luminous love light of the One. We are opening, we are opening.
Encountering possible, you know, boundaries or edges of growth. Thank you.
I want to thank everybody very, very deeply for your willingness to open to the love light that is the one. I'm going to extinguish the chalice, and as I do, say some words. We receive fragments of holiness, glimpses of eternity, brief moments of insight. Let us gather them up for the precious gifts that they are, and renewed by their grace, move boldly into the unknown. I extinguish this chalice, but not the light of love for which it stands. Have a great week. I love you.